Hello and welcome, or as we are saying in the north of Germany, moin moin. Moin moin is very informal. We only use it in the north of Germany, but in all other parts of Germany, so people understand it, and yeah, they think it quite of funny. Anyway, as I wrote in the blog, I'm working for a new company, and I have my first week half finished, and it's a good start, so I'm in a good mood. And thanks for all the well wishes. Today, we continue with our story with Hans and Julia. And Hans and Julia are still at the airport. They are sitting in this small little bar you saw in the video on Saturday. And he just came from a trip to England, where he was at a software conference, and he was a spokesman there. And she's asking him today how it was, and he gives her some informations about the trip. I'll start with some vocabularies to make it more easy for you to understand the little story. Okay, let's see what we have here. Reise. Reise means trip or voyage. Reise is a trip. England. England is England. England, England. Software-Konferenz. Software, Software. And Konferenz is Konferenz. They're nearly the same words. Langweilig is boring. Boring, langweilig. Stadt, City. City, Stadt. Nebel. Nebel ist Fog. Fog, Nebel. What else is new? Haus ist Haus. And in the story he's saying Zuhause. And Zuhause means at home. Yeah, that should be enough. So let's start. So Linda is asking him, wie war deine Reise nach England? Toll! Die Softwarekonferenz war langweilig, aber mein Vortrag kam gut an. Und die Stadt? Es hatte viel Nebel. Hast du Big Ben gesehen? Ja, natürlich. Aber es war schwer, einen guten Kaffee zu bekommen. Dir hätte es gefallen. Sie trinken viel Tee. Ich erzähle dir mehr, wenn wir zu Hause sind. Dann zeige ich dir auch die Fotos, okay? Super, ich freue mich. Okay, let's do that again in normal speed. Wie war deine Reise nach England? Toll, die Softwarekonferenz, ja, war langweilig. Aber mein Vortrag, der kam gut an. Und die Stadt? Ja, es hatte viel Nebel. Hast du Big Ben gesehen? Ja, natürlich, aber es war schwer, einen guten Kaffee zu bekommen. Dir hätte es gefallen. Sie trinken viel Tee. Ich erzähle dir mehr, wenn wir zu Hause sind. Dann zeige ich dir auch die Fotos. Okay? Super, ich freue mich. Ja, super, ich freue mich auch. And now I'm going to repeat it again, sentence by sentence. And please speak after me. Wie war deine Reise nach England? Again. Wie war deine Reise nach England? Toll! Die Softwarekonferenz war langweilig. Toll! Die Softwarekonferenz war langweilig. Aber mein Vortrag kam gut an. Aber mein Vortrag kam gut an. Und die Stadt? Und die Stadt? Es hatte viel Nebel. Es hatte viel Nebel. Hast du Big Ben gesehen? Hast du Big Ben gesehen? Ja, natürlich. Ja, natürlich. Aber es war schwer, einen guten Kaffee zu bekommen. Aber es war schwer, einen guten Kaffee zu bekommen. Dir hätte es gefallen. Sie trinken viel Tee. Dir hätte es gefallen. Sie trinken viel Tee. Ich erzähle dir mehr, wenn wir zu Hause sind. Ich erzähle dir mehr, wenn wir zu Hause sind. Dann zeige ich dir auch die Fotos. Okay? Dann zeige ich dir auch die Fotos. Okay? Super, ich freue mich. Super, ich freue mich. Okay, so that was the story. And of course, if the new iPhone would be there already and if every one of us would have one, we could now just browse to the website, download the PDF and look at the text while listening to the iPod, to the podcast. But we don't have it yet, it won't ship for some months, so I suppose you will have to use a normal PC or Mac to do that. So, let's do some exercises. And, I'm not sure what is the best way to do it. Some readers wrote me that I'm going too slow, and some others wrote me that I'm going too fast. So, what should I do? Today I'll try something different. I'll try to make it a little bit harder. If it's too hard, please raise your hand and let me know, and I will slow down a bit. So, why don't you ask me how my trip to England was? Wie war deine Reise nach England? Wie war deine Reise nach England? And now ask me how my presentation was. Wie war dein Vortrag? Wie war dein Vortrag? And now ask me how the city was. Wie war die Stadt? Wie war die Stadt? One can say this in German, but normally one would say something like, wie hat dir die Stadt gefallen? Not how was the city, but how did you like the city? Wie hat dir die Stadt gefallen? But the other thing would be right, it would be okay. Now ask me if I saw the fog. Hast du den Nebel gesehen? Hast du den Nebel gesehen? And now say, I show you the photos. Ich zeige dir die Fotos. Ich zeige dir die Fotos. And now answer that you are looking forward to it. Ich freue mich. Ich freue mich. And now imagine that you are sitting in a bar and please order a cup of coffee. Herr Ober, einen Kaffee bitte. Or just einen Kaffee bitte. And now order a cup of tea. Herr Ober, einen Tee. Or einen Tee bitte. And this one should be easy. Now order a glass of milk. Ein Glas Milch bitte. Or Herr Ober, ein Glas Milch bitte. And now ask me again how my trip was. Wie war deine Reise? And now ask me whether I had a nice trip. Hattest du eine angenehme Reise? Hattest du eine angenehme Reise? And now ask me, you can hear that it's my favorite, now ask me whether I have something to declare. Haben Sie etwas zu verzollen? Haben Sie etwas zu verzollen? Okay, that should be enough for today. Looking at iTunes, you can see that I'm not posting daily anymore, as I have a new job. I'm doing a lot of work at the moment, so I can't promise how often I can keep this up, but I will certainly try to post at least one or hopefully two sessions a week. So for now, I wish you a pleasant evening, a good rest of the day or of the week even, and I'll repeat my greeting from the beginning, just one more time, because I like to say it so much. Moin. Or moin, moin. You can actually say it once or twice. Twice is stronger, of course, and it literally means something like good morning, but we say it all day long. Normally not after, say, 6 in the evening, but certainly even in the afternoon. So, for now I say, tschüss!